Las Vegas Sports Line. Presented by the Westgate Las Vegas, home of the world's largest race and sports book and the Super Contest. Here's your hosts, Matt Humans and Dave Koken.
All right, it's the Tuesday edition of the Las Vegas Sports Line. We are back after the three-day weekend. Well, some of us are back. Clay Baker's here. I'm here. I'm Dave Koken. Matt Humans, he won't be back till tomorrow. He was celebrating the holiday at Del Mar. And no, he was not part of the enormous 10th race payoff yesterday. And a horse paid $80 to place or something like that. I mean, it was like 110-to-1 shot. Finished second in the race. So, with a lot of people on the exact on that one, I guess. Anyway, we'll find out how Del Mar went tomorrow when Matt returns. Doug Fitz is sitting in today. Always a pleasure to have Doug here. Later on, Jeff Sherman from the Westgate Las Vegas, home of the LV Superbook, will be with us. We'll get the updated tally on how many people are in the contest. I believe it is a new record, if I'm not mistaken. Then later on, Paul Compton, who does some great work on college football. Sports Cruncher is his website. And his numbers really, they did extremely well in the first week. Looking forward to hearing what Paul has in store for week number two. Doug, let's talk about what took place on this first awesome weekend of college football. From a fan standpoint, the best week one ever. I mean, there were so many good games. In fact, if you look at the week two schedule, week two schedule looks like the more typical pre-conference schedule. Not many really big games, but boy, an amazing weekend. And at the top of the list, the standouts, the first-time starters at quarterback. Spectacular, three spectacular performances. Hurts is amazing at Alabama, Bushell for Texas, and then the kid last night for Florida State in the second half was unbelievable. Future of college football looking pretty good with these three guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dave. You're exactly right. Those were three awesome performances. And then Kaiser from Notre Dame as well. I mean, he was almost better in the loss, but
he was terrific. I have a suspicion the platoon situation at quarterback might be changing at Notre Dame.
I have a feeling that's the case, yes. One game that I haven't heard too many people talking about, Dave, is the I've heard plenty of people talking about seven SEC teams losing straight up.
It was almost eight.
But the one game that stuck out for me was the South Alabama Jaguars, the perennial sort of bottom feeders of the Sun Belt Conference, go down to Starkville and win the game straight up by a point. South Alabama opened around a 33.5-point dog, closed around 28, I believe it was. And I got to tell you, Dave, I think this is probably one of the bigger upsets in the last several years I can recall.
A big one. Mississippi State was not good at all.
Yeah.
And, they missed the field goal at the end and would have won them the game.
Yeah.
Tremendous win for South Alabama.
That Stanford game a few years back against SC where they were like, about a 30?
I think it was 40s.
Okay. It was
going back a ways.
Yeah. That was a while back. And also, speaking of the SEC, Tennessee, I mean, as we were talking about earlier, probably a real look-ahead spot for them.
I suspect it was.
But they were lucky to come away with a win in this game. They beat Appalachian State, who, by the way, the same team that upset Michigan a few years back. On a freak play in overtime. So the SEC's lucky there wasn't eight straight-up losses.
No, but you know what? The team that looked the best of any team in the country was Alabama.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, what they did to USC, holy cow. I don't want to hear about distractions on USC or this or that. That was, and I've got to tell you, this kid at quarterback, he's had some decent quarterbacks there, Saban, but this kid, the versatility he's got, that team is just ridiculously scary.
Nick Saban comes up with them all the time. It's unbelievable.
One other note, by the way, I know everybody's buzzing about the nine straight possessions they scored last night as Florida State roars back. But to me, the key guy in that game was Walker. He just completely devoured the left guard for Ole Miss. He had 4.5 sacks in the game, and I thought he was really the key because he completely destroyed the Ole Miss offense in the second half.
Yeah, by the way,
single-handed.
That, The end game on that at one point at Stations was Florida State getting 15.5.
With the live? Yeah?
Yeah, the end game, yeah. Wish I'd have taken advantage of that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, when it was...
That's when it was like 28-6.
When it was 28-13, I had Ole Miss. I said, this is starting to go the other way. And yep. Boy, did it ever. Okay, and that's not... And I want to hear it's a bad beat. No, it's not a bad beat. The team, they played 25 good minutes. They got destroyed in the other 35 minutes. It was a mismatch in the other 35 minutes. That's not a bad beat. It's just the wrong side that you were lucky on for a half. That's the way I look at it, and I had the wrong side.
So. Correct.
Let's go to some stuff from last night, or the weekend, I should say. And the shot of the night, this comes from, really, I think probably the best game of the weekend.
Hi, this is Jay Solomini from Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar at 6515 South Las Vegas Boulevard in Town Square. It is that time of year again. Steak and Lobster is back. Now until October 4th, our signature three-course dinner, beginning with a blue crab empanada, a choice of Caesar or wedge salad, and the main course, an 8-ounce North Atlantic lobster tail with an 8-ounce filet mignon for only $49.95. Our upgrade to a 14-ounce bone-in filet for only $64.95. Come in and join us at Fleming's in Town Square.
It's that time.
Shoot it, fat boy.
Boots with it, turns, and shakes off one tackle. Still on his feet to the goal line. He dives. Touchdown. Texas wins. Tyrone Swoops gets his fourth touchdown. The game winner. And the Longhorns have beaten 10th-ranked Notre Dame.
Yeah, Swoops, there it was. As the big fella comes in and rumbles for the game-winning score in overtime. That was a phenomenal football. I don't care which side you had in the game or if you had no side in the game and no action and were just watching. That was a great football game. It was one of the better college football games I've seen in a long time.
Probably the best game of the weekend, really.
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, too, as you mentioned earlier, the freshman quarterback, Michelle.
Oh,
wow, this kid was phenomenal. 16-26. 280 yards, and he ran five times for 33 yards in addition.
Oh, he looked great. And Notre Dame, listen, Notre Dame comes out of that 0-1, and by the way, Notre Dame, it's tough to call a team out of it in the first week, but they're in trouble as far as getting to the playoffs because now they've got to run the table. That's the only way they can get in. Two-loss independent can't make it. But Notre Dame wasn't bad at all.
Plus, Notre Dame always has, year in and year out, one of the tougher schedules.
Oh, yeah.
They always play tough.
I was impressed with Notre Dame. I was particularly impressed with their comeback. You know, they came really close to busting that thing open. They'd gone up four and gotten the ball back, and had they scored on that possession, Texas doesn't come back on him, but the Longhorns did, and that was impressive. They blew a big lead and had the resolve to turn it on and get the win. Charlie Strong had a very good game plan in that game. Obviously, the coordinators had a lot to do with that, but I really liked what I saw from Texas, and they convinced me somewhat. Here's some money.
Charlie's off the hot seat for at least one more week.
Money well spent. You can probably figure out this was a big game for a lot of people, Eddie. Well, we'll talk about this play in depth.
It's money well spent.
So here is Seibert lining up for a 54-yard field goal. Kick is up. The kick is short. Oh. And it's caught. Now they're going to bring it back. Here comes Brandon Wilson. Wilson taking it to the 20, 25, 30. Wilson gets a corner. He could be gone. He's at the 50, the 40, the 35.
Yes!
He will score.
Yeah, yeah.
Touchdown, Houston. He caught it right under the goalpost, and he takes it back 109 yards.
That was not the Sooners Broadcast Network, in case you're wondering. What a win for the Houston Cougars in, we got to talk about this for a moment. This is on Stoops, who, I keep saying this, that whole coaching family is wildly overrated. This is all on Stoops. First of all, it never happens if they don't have 10 guys on the field for what was going to be the original kick. But they had to call a timeout. And while they're in a timeout, Hermans decides, I think I'll put somebody back there. And meanwhile, Oklahoma had a full field goal unit on the field, which meant field goal attempt blockers. a holder and a punt and the kicker, they didn't have people out there to defend that return. And they get caught with their pants down. It's as simple as that. That's on the coaching staff. And the coaching staff's headed by Bob Stoops.
Year in and year out, Bob Stoops, he always manages
to... Big game
to,
blob.
Yeah, well, yeah. That moniker went away a long time ago, as far as I'm concerned.
Just out of L.
They manage every single year to lose a game or two that they should absolutely win. The only thing they got going for them, at least they did it the very early in the season this time around, so they're not quite dead.
Oh yeah, they're not dead at all. But they're just
overrated every year, and
I don't disagree.
And frankly, I think Herman's a better coach in his second year than Stoops's been forever.
Let's go to a bad beat.
Oh man!
You talk about a bad night,
and that is a horrible call.
Cover the spread.
It's the bad beat of the night.
The snap drops back. Rushing, throwing the ball, and it is incomplete at the goal line. And the game is over in overtime, 31-24, Texas A&M.
There you go, A&M covers 3.5 in overtime. So UCLA becomes the bad beat of the weekend because there's your dog that doesn't get there in overtime. And you had to have everything go wrong if you're on the Bruins. First of all, you don't want them making the two-point conversion to tie the game, because it's probably going to end on two if they don't. It's possible A&M might have come down and kicked the field goal as they were trying to kill the clock or even scored. It's possible, but not that all that likely. Okay, there would have been an onside kick, certainly. You don't want the tie. Then you don't want UCLA to win the overtime toss, because if you got the dog in overtime, you do not want to win the toss. Because if you do, you go on defense, and the other team can score 7. If you don't come back, the game's over. If you lose the toss, you go on offense first. If you don't score anything, the other team probably kicks a field goal to win. Plus 3.5, you're good.
Good point.
If you score a field goal, the other team scores a touchdown, they don't kick the extra point, so it's on 3. Really, the only way you can lose is if you don't score, and then the other team still scores a touchdown, which generally doesn't happen unless they hit a big play. Although they're usually trying to set up a field goal. So everything went wrong if you're a UCLA better, and yes, I was. Jeff Sherman joins us right now from the Westgate Las Vegas, home of the LV Superbook and home of the world-famous Super Contest. What's going on, Jeff? How are you?
Oh, great. Lots of stuff going on. Just warming up for the week,
I guess. So what do we have for a count right now, and is this a new record?
Well, when we ended the early bird deadline yesterday at 4 p.m., we ended with 1576, and in relation last year, we had 1439 at the same time. We just passed 1600, so we're still ahead of pace from last year, so we're hoping to see us get to that new record on Saturday.
All right, going to be exciting to see. And what's the deadline?
Saturday at 11 a.m.
Okay, so if you want to play the Thursday night game, obviously you have to sign up before that, but if not, if you're not playing until Sunday, then you can still sign up as late as Saturday for the Super Contest. So we've got NFL action, and I guess the talk right now is that, we've got lines moving all over the place with some injury news and some opinions out there. What are the hottest games right now with the bettors?
Well, the Thursday night game to start with, we're seeing a lot more of a majority of the public betting the Panthers against the Broncos. You know, when we opened this last April, we had opened at Denver -3 even, and it swung all the way to Carolina -3, -20, and we're still getting a lot of support for Carolina at that number. So wouldn't surprise me if you see some 3.5s come Thursday at some places, but it looks like 3 -20 might be the low end of that one. As far as the rest of the schedule, we've seen a lot of support for the Seahawks against the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. That thing has moved 3 points from 7.5 basically to 10.5. We're getting a lot of support for the Cardinals against the Patriots. Ever since Brady went down and we adjusted that number, it's still been a lot of Cardinals support on that game.
Yeah, it interests me because, and I'm not betting the game, I don't think, but I'm Clay Baker could be playing quarterback, and I'm not sure I want to give almost a touchdown to Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Garoppolo starts out with now that he's got the reins for 4 games. So, we'll make some adjustments after that. But going in, right now it's all Cardinal support.
Well, I assume that the first week of college football, Maybe not last night, and that was a heavily bet game with Florida State getting most of the money, so I don't think that one went real well for you, but there are a lot of games that actually went pretty nicely for the books this weekend, and the best had to be Clemson-Auburn, particularly with the finish in that game.
Yeah, it was. We had a lot of large decisions in that game, and the LSU-Wisconsin. LSU-Wisconsin was one of the largest games that we've ever had.
Really?
And, yeah, it was a very positive result. We had everything tied up through teasers, money line, parlays, everything to the LSU side. So that was a large one. The Notre Dame game on Sunday night was a big one. And then even to last night, there was a lot of support the dog. Once the number got to six, we saw a lot of dog support, so we ended up making it out okay on last night's game. But it was an extremely strong weekend for the books.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens this weekend, Jeff, because the schedule is this week in college football is much more like a typical pre-conference schedule. There really aren't a lot of marquee games out there this weekend. I'm trying to find, I don't know, what is Penn State, Pittsburgh, maybe the biggest draw on the card? There's just not a lot of big games this weekend.
Yeah, there's not big matchups, but that, you know, we see a lot of high point spreads, and that's what we're already starting to see is people tying up the teams that they like to support in parlays with Michigan and, you know, Texas coming off the Notre Dame win. We've already seen support on the Texas side, and it's just going to be a lot of parlays with the larger favorites this week.
Now, that's and teasers as well, I'm sure, even though you'll never see me betting a college football teaser. I think it's a terrible bet. But a lot of people like them, and they'll be on the big favorites in those games to be sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, and I agree with you. I stay away from college teasers. They're much more value in the pros.
Yes, absolutely. And, I'm expecting that will hold again this year. You guys do a phenomenal job of putting up good numbers. But because the games so frequently come close to the number, that allows both sides of teasers to frequently cash, and that can be a rough thing for the house.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and, you know, we'll play around with the money lines to try to offset some of that. I know the Packers are already starting to get tied up in the NFL as far as teasers, and that's another game line that has seen a lot of one-way support on the Green Bay side. We're up to 5.5 now, and people are tying that down to for them just to have to beat Jacksonville to win. So, we'll manipulate the money line in those type of situations just to help us out.
Jeff Sherman's with us from the LV Superbook. Follow Jeff on Twitter at Golf Odds, and the reason Golf Odds is the moniker is Jeff is really into golf. He sets the numbers in golf, and we saw one of the big guys put together an amazing performance on Sunday in Boston. Rory McIlroy is back.
Yeah, he finally got the putter going, and that was his big nemesis for the past couple months. So, when he got the stick rolling, he really did well over the 4 days, especially Sunday, made that charge to come away with the win. And now he puts himself right up in position. I have him co-favorites with Jason Day, each at 7-2 to win the FedEx Cup with only two events left.
Yeah, and let's talk about these, both events, but the one this weekend, a little bit of background on what's happening with this event.
Well, the BMW Championship in Indiana, and normally it's for the 70 golfers at this point, but we're missing Henrik Stenson, who's taking the week off, so we have 69 golfers, and the top 30 after this week advance to the final one. But as far as this goes, there isn't too much history on this course. The last time they played it in the rotation was 2012. It's most noted for when John Daly won the PGA back in 91 on it, but it's basically a long course, and the longer hitters are more favorable here. So you have to look at someone like Dustin Johnson having an advantage here. I got him at 8-1, but he's definitely at the top of my list.
Who else is, I can assume who most of the guys at the top of the list are. How about a Jimmy Walker? I know he's not a gigantic hitter, but the guy's playing really good golf. He was very much in contention again this weekend. He might be one of those guys who, I'm not saying he's going to move into the top five, but he's a possibility. He finally got over that major hurdle, and his game's good enough to have him in there in virtually any event.
Yeah, and you could find some value in Walker because the sharp players constantly play against him, and I know there's a market matchup out there with Ryan Moore, and they've already played Moore against him, so he's not favorable to the wise guys in the golf market, and his odds are 40-1 to win this week, so he gets a lot of support from the general public but not from the sharps.
Are you putting any pretend odds up, and you can't bet on this, obviously, but are you putting any pretend odds up on what looks to be the pivotal meeting on Thursday as to whether this deal for the stadium is going to go through or not?
Well, I've heard that they're ready to approve the $750 million. I saw some reports last night about that, and they might be calling a special legislature next week or early October. So it sounds like it's moving full steam ahead, and I'm pretty sure that it'll get okayed by the legislature if they're at this point. So things look very favorable at this point.
It's pretty amazing how my numbers changed, because I think when this first, the whole subject first came up, I was like, I don't know, maybe 10 to 1 against, and gradually started moving on that. And a couple months ago, I along with Matt, we decided that it's time to make the Las Vegas Raiders a favorite. I think it's now a big favorite.
I agree with you. I think it's a large favorite, and I'd be extremely surprised if this didn't come to fruition with very few obstacles from what I see going forward.
Doug, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, we have to get this done for the sake of the city and everything else, especially just after securing the NHL franchise. I mean, it's huge. And as you guys have mentioned on the show several times, our tourism tax rate right now is not as high as a lot of other places. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's a public tax, quote-unquote, type issue like some people are making it out to be.
It's going
to
cost me $0.00. And I kind of like that, Jeff.
Yeah, it's nothing but favorable for this. And, in addition to the Raiders, I'm looking forward to some maybe an MLS team playing there and getting some international soccer events going and not having to fly across the pond to see some of my top teams.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl coming here so that we don't have to call it the big game anymore.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that would happen with this stadium.
There's no question about it. I think that's a cinch. All right, Jeff, let us know. Let everyone know how they can get the phone account started, which is just, it's not like the old school phone accounts. I mean, this is so easy, and your site's a cinch to navigate. Everything's right there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's the simplicity is the best part of it, and we offer everything on our betting menu. You can get on the app, and including the props that we're going up with tonight for the Thursday games. We just put up NFL Week 2 advanced lines. We've already got some bets on those on the app from individuals. So if you come down, spend just a couple minutes, then you have the ease of betting anywhere you want on the entire menu.
And does Mrs. Golf Odds have anything that she likes in the NFL this week? I know she was very good with her occasional football forays last year.
Well, she likes the Broncos, as she always does. Yes. She's too big a fan there, but she actually likes the under in the game because with Simeon on his first start and their defense as strong as it is coming back, she thinks it's going to be a low-scoring game Thursday night.
All right. Christy's pretty sharp at this stuff, so there you go, guys. Thanks, Jeff. Sure appreciate it, man.
All right. Have a great week, guys.
That's Jeff Sherman. And, again, you can follow him on Twitter, @GolfOdds. Jeff joins us every Tuesday from the Westgate Las Vegas, home of the one and only LV Superbook. When we come back, we will get to Twitter. We'll also get to it's a college football-only Clown of the Week portion. And then Paul Compton will be on board to talk about this week's college football.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
Are you ready for some football? Better yet, are you ready for the most comprehensive football handicapping contest in Las Vegas? This is Christy Glomatico-Sherman, Vice President of Marketing for the Las Vegas Sports Line. Registration is open for the Friday Football Showdown, presented by the Golden Nugget Sportsbook and hosted by the Las Vegas Sports Line on ESPN Radio. Entry fee is $2,000. The deadline to register at the Golden Nugget Sportsbook is Tuesday, September 6th. For more details, go to goldennugget.com or thelasvegassportsline.com for the Friday Football Showdown.
Gambler's bonus jackpots just keep on hitting. This time, David won over $11,000 on August 20th when he hit four nines to fill his Gambler's bonus four-of-a-kind bingo card. David got paid thousands more, and so can you, just by playing with Gambler's bonus. It's why you play the game.
Come see a Kia at Findlay Kia. Get a 2015 Optima at 0% interest for 66 months on approved credit. And get an additional $1,500 bonus cash from Kia. Offer expires at the end of the month. Hey, come see a Kia.
Findlay Kia.
Lord, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Shrimp happens in Vegas. Come down to Killer Shrimp today for 2 for Tuesday. Get a half a dozen fresh oysters on the half shell for only $8. Plus, kids eat free every Tuesday. That's a killer double deal happening today and every Tuesday only at Killer Shrimp at Town Square. Don't forget our daily happy hour from 3 to 6 where you can enjoy food and drink specials on our puppy-friendly patio. Shrimp happens in Vegas. Follow Killer Shrimp on Facebook and Instagram for exclusive offers.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest-lasting car batteries in the business.
and you can find those long-lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
It's hot outside and nothing cools better than a cool towel. Cool towels are ready-to-use, all-natural, hygienic cooling towels designed to make you feel good. Available at all Las Vegas Rebel Gas locations. And for a limited time only, buy any size cool towel and receive a free 32-ounce fountain drink. Stay cool with cool towels.
Hey, Dad, someone left a note on the front door.
What's it say?
It's from the HOA. Another warning about the crabgrass on the front lawn.
Just what is it with these guys? What is it with this neighborhood? This is Nevada, the battle-born state.
Dad?
This is the state of gamblers, miners, heroes, and outlaws.
Dad?
The toughest of the tough built this state with pure toughness.
Dad?
Not some air-conditioned, Italian, sunglass-wearing, French-bottled-water-drinking, super-manicured yoga folk. It was built by Nevadans who put the wild in Wild West.
It also says you've had the RV in the driveway for more than 3 weeks.
Get your mother and grab the RV keys. We're headed out where a man can breathe and spit.
Please don't spit, Dad.
If any place was made for exploring, it's Nevada. And at NevadaSilverTrails.com, you'll find info on off-roading, ATVing, camping, fishing, even historic mining and ghost towns. So get out there. Explore beyond your backyard. Go to NevadaSilverTrails.com.
If you ever go to jail, need a little help making bail, you call Goodfellas Bail Bonds on the phone. We'll get you right back there, chilling at home, and you're free. Once you get out, we ain't finished with you. You get water, t-shirt, free ride too, and then a hug, yeah. Your nightmare and Goodfellas Bail Bond is your best friend. 384 jail. Forget about it.
Mike, can you pick me up? My car just got towed for no insurance.
Nancy, why don't you have insurance?
It's too expensive. I couldn't pay $125 a month, and my insurance just canceled me.
Why don't you call Freeway Insurance? I have the same car as you, and I only pay $29 a month. You'd be saving over $1,000 a year.
Wow, Freeway Insurance is going to save me a lot of money. What's their number?
It's 702-727-3435. That's 702-727-3435.
Do they have an office close to me?
Freeway has offices all over Nevada.
Give me that number again.
It's 702-727-3435. 702-727-3435.
Freeway Insurance has rates as low as $29 a month. Tickets, accidents, no license, no problem. The pros at Freeway Insurance are here to save you money. Call now and see how much you can save. 702-727-3435. 702-727-3435. Freeway Insurance, the auto insurance experts. Restrictions apply, liability premium only.
The best bar promotion in town is happening right now at both locations of Oasis Bar and Grill. Sign up today for your Oasis Players Club card. Win your share of $10,000 in cash being given away in monthly drawings. What are you waiting for? Get your Oasis Players Club card. Cash, cash, and more cash is what it's all about. For information about the monthly cash drawings and for your very own Players Club card, stop by either Oasis location, Decatur and Trop, or Rainbow at Cheyenne. Oasis Bar and Grill, home of the $100,000 jackpot.
Gambler's bonus jackpots just keep on hitting. This time, David won over $11,000 on August 20th when he hit four nines to fill his Gambler's bonus four-of-a-kind bingo card. David got paid thousands more, and so can you, just by playing with Gambler's bonus. It's why you play the game.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
I'm Clay Baker with your ESPN Sports Center update, brought to you by Priority Services of Las Vegas. Well, it came down to the final game and final at-bats of the year for the Las Vegas 51s, but T.J. Rivera edged out teammate Brandon Nimmo yesterday to win the PCL batting title with a .353 average. In fact, T.J. Rivera is the fifth hitter in Vegas franchise history to win a PCL batting crown, joining James Loney and John Crook. And you can listen to more of the 51s and baseball pennant races tonight with Chin Music featuring Russ Langer and Dave Koken tonight, 6 p.m. right here on The Leader following Cofield and Company. And they're breathing a sigh of relief in Big D as in Columbus, Ohio, the district attorney's office says they will not pursue charges against Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, but he still remains under review by the NFL for the same domestic violence allegations. The sports update is brought to you by Priority Services of Las Vegas. Call them now for all your plumbing needs, and best of all, there's no extra charge for nights and weekends. Call Priority Services and get $50 off any plumbing service.
Call 462-7770. That's 702-462-7770. With your SportsCenter update, I'm Clay Baker on ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. And traffic is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. We have a crash on Rainbow at Russell Road.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at DiamondbackLandSurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
All right, here we go. Second half of the Tuesday show and a lot to cover. Paul Compton is going to be joining us shortly. Today's show brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas, home of the LV Superbook. And still time to get into the one and only Super Contest. Doug Fitz is here in place of Matt Eumanns today. He'll be back tomorrow as he returns from his last trip to Del Mar this year. Clay Baker's at the controls. I'm Dave Kokin, and it's time to check out Twitter.
Hello, friends. This is Thomas Johnson from Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab. Need a great idea for lunch or dinner? Your best bet is Joe's, one of the most popular dining destinations on the Strip. Joe's provides the ideal setting for private parties with accommodations for up to 150 guests. Stop by to see us at the Forum Shops at Caesars and ask for Thomas Johnson, your maitre d'.
Now, I'll be seeing Thomas this Friday because we're heading down there for lunch. Matt, myself, a couple other people who are in from out of town. Should be a great time. And it's always a great meal at Joe's. Look, you got to find this one out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go down there, check it out, and become a fan just like I am of Joe's. It's an awesome restaurant. Follow them on Twitter at Joe's Vegas and make a reservation by calling 702-792-9222. Better mention this tweet from Ed Graney, who you can follow at, interestingly enough, Ed Graney. How cool is this? Bishop Gorman, Liberty. Leave a hurt deep in the heart of Texas. I'm telling you, the sports in this city at the high school level are absolutely sensational. You talk about a big market success rate. Football, basketball, baseball. That's a great baseball town. These football programs, that's tremendous what these two schools did.
Yeah, we were just talking about this during the break, and yeah, I totally agree. And I mentioned to Dave, it's been that way for, I've been out here since 1985, and that's over 30 years, obviously, and it was even good back then.
Yeah, and we were a small town. We actually were a small town.
And, you know, I come from the so-called cradle of football country in Cleveland, in the Canton area where the Hall of Fame is and all that, and actually the talent that we have year in and year out might actually be better than a lot of it coming out of that area, believe it or not.
I'm telling you what, it is really impressive. Congratulations to all the guys and the coaches at Bishop Gorman in Liberty. All right, let's check out our clown of the weekend.
Whatever, make me a bicycle clown.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
It's the clown of the weekend.
You're gonna die, clown!
That's a clown question, bro.
And it's the college football edition of the clown of the weekend, and we've got a few candidates. Mike Leach, Washington State, told you. Okay, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, I get plenty of them wrong, but I've got this one right. That team's overrated. I called myself, Mr. Buzzkill or something at the seminar at the Westgate because everybody was talking about Washington State, and I don't think they're that good. They're not, okay? They can't play defense. They don't run the ball because Leach is so stubborn. I mean, they're running for a ridiculous amount of yardage.
That's what I was about
carry
to say.
Per carry in this game of Saturday. How about you run some more?
Yeah.
The other team couldn't stop the run.
And he never ran the ball Texas Tech either.
Nope. That's why his teams hit a ceiling all the time.
I can understand a passing philosophy as your prime means of attack, so to speak, but my God, every now and then you have to run the ball and keep a defense honest.
You're running for like 8 yards
doesn't.
A pop. So what's wrong with make them stop the run?
Right.
I've never understood this philosophy. It's like you get to keep the other team's offense off the field. You get to wear out their defense. And they can't stop you.
He just won't do it.
No, he just won't do it. I put Steve Adazio on the list for crying out loud. Look, this isn't Monday morning quarterbacking. They're winning this football game against Georgia Tech. They're going to win the game, okay? Their offensive line is beating Georgia Tech and beating them solidly at the point of attack. He's got a 4th-and-2 around the 20-yard line of Georgia Tech. And it's like, go for it. Don't bring in the kicker. He stinks. Sorry, I don't mean to say that about a college kid. He's a lousy kicker, okay? He's a 50% kicker, and he's not even that from that range. He just missed the kick by a mile. It was the biggest play of the game. You got to go for it there. You got to know your own personnel. That's a bad job by Addazio. Good football coach, but he screwed that up. Frank Solich, come on. 12 years at Ohio, it's the same nonsense. They can't beat Texas State. They lose in overtime to Texas State, which going into this season, I had the worst team in the entire FBS.
Oddly enough, I kind of like them this week against Kansas. But then again, you got to like anybody that's playing Kansas.
Hey, so Kansas is on a one-game
win. Not a revelation.
They're on fire. You see them storm the field?
Like 40 fans. I heard about that.
It was hilarious. Les Miles. You know, I want to bring Paul Compton into this now, okay? Because, Paul, we're going to do college football here with Paul. But I want to bring you into this. How much, Paul, do you weigh in? And I didn't think they handled the Miles thing well last year. And I thought the way they handled it was kind of a screw job. He's a good man. But he's not a great coach. And they, for crying out loud, they run the same offense every year, and it never works. And their quarterback play is horrible. How much do you factor that into your models?
You know what? Not a lot, honestly. Even still, I did not have LSU covering that game. I'd lined it, you know, just under 10, around, I think, 9 points. But I generally just stick to the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't look too much at emotions or sandwiches, things like that. You know,
in other words, I'm assuming that basically if you don't think a guy's a good coach, it's probably in your number anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it'll show up. It'll show up in, you know, their efficiency numbers sometimes, you know, or it shows up in other ways than just pure, yeah,
all right.
Is he a good or not.
And we'll wrap up the Clowns of the Weekend with the, and I think they win the award. It's going to be a tie. The Stoops brothers. Number one, the well-known Stoops. As we mentioned earlier, completely unprepared.
Yeah.
I mean, just an absolute screw-up on that field goal. Just a flat-out screw-up. First, they don't have enough guys in the field, so they have to call timeout. During the timeout, Herman decides to put someone back. And quite honestly, Oklahoma had nobody to cover him. They had the field goal blocking unit out there. I don't care if you got to use another timeout. You've got to have the right personnel on the field, and he didn't.
Yeah. Anytime you can just run basically on a straight line from end zone to end zone, the play was not covered too well.
No, it sure wasn't. And we'll get the other Stoops mentioned too, as once again, and how habit-forming does this get? Kentucky cannot hold a lead. That's how they ended last season and did not get to a bowl because they blew a 17-point halftime lead in their last game of the season. And this time, it was even worse. 35-7 or 35-10 or something. They just got killed by Southern Mississippi in the second half. I got to tell you, that seat's got to be hot, doesn't it, Paul?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that game, as it turns out, that game was the Ole Miss-FSU foreshadowing game.
Yeah, really?
Played out almost exactly the same way. Huge lead, a score right before half, and then just, you know, total domination by the other side in the second half. I mean, yeah. I mean, last year I had Kentucky for an under-season's win bet. And that won, you know, pretty handily. They almost lost to Eastern Kentucky. I think it was early in the season.
Yeah.
But this year, I figured, hey, the market's kind of like, yeah, wasn't expecting quite as much as last year, and they're certainly delivering that, not as much so far.
I would agree with that. Paul Compton's with us now, joining Doug Fitz, myself, Dave Koch, and Clay Baker at the controls. You can follow Paul on Twitter at SportsCruncher. We'll tell you more about how you can get their plays every week and what amounts to a great rundown on Sunday night, and then an update after that. So let's look at this Kentucky team as they get down to Florida. You know, the Gators weren't exactly sensational on a 24-7 win over a bad UMass team. The offense still might be lacking for the Gators, and everybody's going to be down on Kentucky now. So there might actually be some value in the dog this week.
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, looking at the numbers, I honestly think Kentucky had the better opening game than Florida. You know, they both, in terms of pure point spread, they both failed to cover by around 17 points, I'd say. But at least, you know, Kentucky, with the QB Barker, he threw for 13.5 yards per pass. that's a pretty good average. Florida threw for 5.8 yards per pass. You know, and these are, neither Southern Miss or UMass has a good pass defense. I know they had some weather down there in Florida.
Yep.
From what I can see in the highlights a little bit, some rain and whatnot. I don't know how strong the wind was, honestly. But, you know, it didn't affect UMass that much. UMass threw for over 8 yards per pass on only, you know, threw 15 passes. But still, I mean, Florida's offense, you know, it's every year, is this the year they're going to get going? Against UMass, they didn't get it going.
No, they sure didn't.
At least Kentucky showed some ability.
Yeah, look, if Kentucky didn't come unhinged in the second half, they probably get the win. I mean, it's not like Southern Miss is a nice team, but they're not a top 20 squad or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Southern Miss, like they don't have a very good pass defense.
No.
They're okay against the run, and of course they've got the good offense with QB Nick Mullins, you know. So, yeah. And UMass, nobody knew what to expect out of UMass this year. You know, basically being a not even a conference team anymore. They had a lot. They lost a ton of production. But, hey, UMass hung tough for, you know, 3/4 of that game.
They did. And they've got a rivalry matchup against Boston College this weekend. But we want to look at what really could be a fascinating game this weekend because of the setup here. And that's Virginia Tech at Tennessee. Yep. Virginia Tech on an easy win against Liberty, which doesn't mean a whole lot. Tennessee off a near miss against, or I should say an almost shocking near miss as far as getting upset is concerned. They did pull out the win against Appalachian State, but then you look at what's taking place this week and maybe you get an understanding of why they might not have been totally focused for that game. Virginia Tech's a much bigger opponent. The game is going to be played at the Bristol Speedway. They put a football field in the infield. They're going to have 150,000 people there, and the ESPN Game Day crew is going to be down there, which has become a huge event.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I think they got caught looking ahead and almost got caught with their pants down, but they did survive. And they look to me, it's tough to assign a number to this, Paul, but Evans is a kid out of JC. He looked very good last week. He was their leading rusher. He threw the ball well. But there's a big difference in playing against Liberty in your first FBS game and then going down and playing before 150,000 enemy turf fans in Tennessee. This is not a neutral field. That's the kind of situation where you see young quarterbacks make mistakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, are they going to give binoculars to everyone at the game so they can see the action? I was at Bristol once, actually, just briefly, and oh my gosh, these places are huge, just gigantic. But honestly, Virginia Tech's offensive numbers, I didn't think were that good against Liberty. Their offensive numbers were really pretty mediocre. Their defense played really well,
but it was against Liberty.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so honestly, like you say, Tennessee actually statistically had a good game defensively.
Yeah, it was weird
against Appalachian State.
Yep.
They held them way down.
Now, when you look at the stats, if you cover up the final score and look at a variety of numbers, you would think, oh, it was a fairly easy win for Tennessee. Obviously, it was anything but. You know, sometimes stats don't tell the whole story, and you have to look beyond that. Here's a game that I'm fascinated by, and when we talked before the season started, when you were on, I know you, and we're on the same wavelength as far as this goes. We both think Washington State was overrated coming into the season. Well, they certainly kind of proved that point to some extent last week, and now they have to play Boise State, which, you know, I know it was only UL Lafayette, but that's still a really nice, convincing win on the road.
Yeah, I guess, you know, football season has begun when Washington State opens with a loss to an FCS opponent, right? you know, last year it was just a small misstep, I guess, as they got out to 9 wins, but, you know, that's because they were 4-2 in one score games, so you know, there usually could have been a 7-win team, a 6-win team, an 8-win team. So, yeah, but hey, you know, with the season bet under on Washington State, we'll definitely take a loss right out of the gate. Boise State, you know, on paper, they look to have a really strong offense this year. They returned a lot of guys. Ricky and I kind of thought Finley was a better quarterback, you know, early on. And, you know, Finley, of course, has gone now to NC State. But, the Ripians stepping up, and offensively, oh, they just smoked them in the first half, coasted in the second half. It was on the defensive side of the ball where I thought Boise State could maybe have a weakness this year, because they lost a lot of production, especially on the defensive line. But they didn't let that Lafayette run game get going at all. I mean, they held Elijah McGuire, who's normally a really good running back, to 3.3 yards per carry. So hey, maybe Boise's defense is going to be fine this year.
UNLV, look, they didn't play much, so we're not going to overrate the victory, but it was still a good performance against Jackson State. UCLA has to go home, face a team they handled with ease last year, and they're coming off, you know, I'm not going to call week one loss demoralizing, but the way it ended up with the overtime loss, that wasn't easy to take in a game they'd fought back in. You know, this isn't going to be, UCLA is obviously going to win the game, but might the number be a shade high here?
I kind of think UCLA will cover.
Okay.
You know, it's under four touchdowns. I think they could win by just a little bit over that. But, yeah, last year, that was Rosen's first road game at UCLA. They ended up beating UNLV pretty handily, but Rosen did not have a good game all in that game.
Nope.
Clearly, he's come a long way since then. So I think this game, it's really going to come down to, you know, the UNLV offense, it's getting some hype. You know, QB Stanton is looking pretty good. They performed well against, you know, Total Cupcake in week one, so they get a real test here. So I don't know. They could surprise. The only problem is that UCLA has my seventh-ranked pass defense, so they have a really good pass defense. But against the run, UCLA was vulnerable last year. They were below average against the run, and they gave up 5 yards per carry against A&M in the opener. So we'll see if UNLV commits to the run at all, especially in the second half when they figure to be behind. But I don't know. Maybe Stanton will get that backdoor cover.
If
UCLA really, you know, if they take their foot off the gas and just slow down, run the ball. We'll see. I don't think there's a lot of value on it either way, but I'm leaning UCLA.
All right. Hey, you know, these numbers are outstanding, and I know you had a terrific first week, which you're happy about. Lots of action for the second week. Explain how it works to people and how they can get on board to receive your reports each week.
Right. Yeah, if you go to thesportscruncher.com, you can find out what it's all about. But I have a service where I call it a line service, the plays thrown in for free, as it were. But, you know, I've been setting lines for many years. I send out my lines for all the games to my subscribers before the lines are released on the offshores. That way, when the lines are opened everywhere, all my subscribers have an equal chance with me and everyone else of looking and seeing which lines differ the most from my lines and hopping on those lines right away. And over the years, I've proved that I know which way the lines are going to go almost all the time. I had 13 total recommendations I sent out as plays after the lines came out yesterday, 13 total plays. The line moved in the way I predicted for all 13 of those games, you know, and most of them by a couple of points. So you're getting in, you're getting good value on your plays, and then you've got, you know, you're sitting on good value by the end of the week, and it's turned steady profit over the years. So, yeah, that's the gist of it.
So head to thesportscruncher.com and get things rolling. And, Paul, continued success. It's always good talking to you, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right, Paul Compton, make sure and follow him on Twitter at SportsCruncher. We have a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get you a couple of plays of the day. How's that?
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
Let's face it, football action goes better with hot dogs and beer. So head on over to the new Race and Sportsbook at Santa Fe Station and get your tailgate on. Every game day, they've got Buck 50 Bud Lights or Buds, Buck 50 Dogs, $5 buckets, 5 dogs for $5, and my favorite sports combo, a dog, chips, and a beer for $3. And they've also got plenty of cocktail specials, including Crown, Jack, Jameson, or Jim Beam shots for just $2.50 per. This season, don't just watch the games. Take in every play on big, new HD screens and the best food and drink specials only at Santa Fe Station.
If you've been hurt, knock me is the word. Call 702. Injured.
For Han Nakfi with Nakfi Injury Law. If you've been in an accident, then you need to know that all lawyers are not created equal. At Nakfi Injury Law, we pride ourselves on taking the best care of our clients. Don't just take my word for it. I have the highest possible score by both independent lawyer rating services, Avvo.com and Martindale.com. I was voted top lawyer by Vegas Inc., and I have litigated nearly 1,000 cases. In fact, many of my cases have actually come from other lawyers, and we'll make the process super easy for our clients. We'll get you to the best doctors, help you with your rental car and property damage claims, and I put my personal cell phone number on my business card. That's our reputation. What's the reputation of the lawyer? You're thinking of hiring.
If you've been hurt, knock me is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
PT's Entertainment Group is home of a $75,000 football pick'em contest. Stop into any PT, Sean Patrick's, or Sierra Gold to make your picks on one of our kiosks. Or download the PTEG mobile app to make your picks on the go. Enter for a chance to win $1,000 cash each week with an overall season top prize of $10,000. Earn points toward additional entries by playing with your Golden Rewards card in the tavern. Enjoy $3 football drink specials and game bite food specials. Your home for football is PT's Entertainment Group. Real. Local. Play.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
It's the play of the day, brought to you by Mastriani's.
All I do is win, win, win. No,
yes, Mastriani's, they're located at Hualapai and Desert Inn, 3330 South Hualapai. Looking forward to getting back there, hopefully this week at some point, whether it's lunch or dinner. It doesn't matter which one, because you're gonna love the food there. These are great recipes prepared by Chef Pete and his outstanding staff. And whether you're going for traditional Italian fare or something a little nouveau like the lobster ravioli, which is unbelievable, veal chops, prime steaks, great seafood, fresh fish. Pete's very selective about what he stocks. That's why every time I'm up there, you got any swordfish? Nope. And that means it's not running the way he likes it and he won't buy it. If it is, then he'll buy it and it's a special. It's a great restaurant. Find out for yourself by making a reservation at 367-7511 at Mastriani's. Let's go with a couple of plays. Doug, you've got one in the NFL.
Yeah, let's go with the NFL, even though it's a little early in the week for that. But Dave and I both like the Chargers getting, hopefully can still get 7, I believe.
Yeah, they're out there.
At Kansas City for a variety of reasons. But Jamaal Charles, running back from KC, not playing. That's big.
All right, and I'll give you one in baseball, and it involves Kansas City as well. Only I'm not going against Kansas City. I'm going to basically fade the money here. The money's coming on the Twins and Irvin Santana, but I think at this point Royals plus 110-ish, that's good value to me. I mean, they own the Twins. Minnesota's lost 16 out of 18 games. They're horrible. Just walk Brian Dozier, okay? The rest of the team isn't going to do much. No, to me, I'd rather have G at the price. Irvin Santana's last two starts haven't been particularly good, and he runs in streaks. So I went with the Royals, and that'll be that play of the day. And that's going to do it for our show today. Thanks to Jeff Sherman for the Westgate Las Vegas. Thanks to Paul Compton, Sports Cruncher, at Sports Cruncher. TheSportsCruncher.com is the website. For Doug Fitz and for Matt Humans, I'm Dave Koken. Clay, thank you. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Thanks for having me on, Dave. Appreciate it.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
Hear that? That's the sound of what a long drive means at Mountain Falls. Only a short 40 minutes from Las Vegas, but what a difference it makes. Easy living homes and golf are only the beginning. At Mountain Falls, the sky is literally the limit. William Lyon.